Module 6, lock in your progress for continued momentum, cultivate grit, and nail down your daily prosperity rituals. Lock in your progress for continued momentum. Reflect on the positive progress you've made, why it's important to continue forward, and what you need to support your ongoing motivation and inspiration so you live the life you were born for. Welcome to the final module in our soul-fueled and self-made journey. So far, we've done a stack of exploring throughout 5 weeks or modules of content via 5 ebooks, 14 play sheets, loads of audios to support the written ideas, and some bonus videos. You've envisioned your most fulfilling life, determined the integral facets of your fulfillment, made a self-commitment treasure map, decided on mindset rituals to assist aligned action, created a manifesto, designed your soul calibration compass, determined what elevates your energy, looked at how you best express yourself, designed your aligned platform, created a high vibe offerings blueprint, made a limitless creativity commitment, called in your raw, radiant, sexy, badass self, outlined your heart-centered impact, and designed your legacy. Talk about an amazing adventure into you and what lights you up and is of most meaning to your one gorgeous life. Take a moment and have a think about what you've learned about yourself so far. Take a moment and think about the positive progress you've made so far. Take a moment and congratulate yourself on being a rare being who has decided to take ownership of your existence and soulfully design it to be the most magical adventure possible. And you know so much magic is up ahead. There is always loads more exploring to be done, but you know it's through taking action and throwing yourself into each day and creating new experiences that you'll then be able to carve out even further the life that has the most meaning to you. With experiences, we grow, we flourish, we keep becoming even more us. So keep saying yes, keep trying, keep giving things a whirl. There is so much to be enjoyed, savored, appreciated, noticed, and loved in this world. And as a soul-fueled leader, you've got to keep paving the path, illuminating the way, and leading by example. Of course, there is no way to know, predict, or guarantee 100% happiness each and every day. That's a whole part of the adventure. We'd get bored if we didn't have the unpredictability in the mix. Plus, we're in a field of infinite potential, so it's actually impossible to have a flatline existence. I think the best we can do is to continue to strive to be the best humans we can be. To promise ourselves that even when life gets tough, that we'll do the best we can in each moment. Sometimes our best might mean we only have the power to give ourselves some small level of self-care and we need help with the kids, career, and every other facet to get by in that moment. Other times our best might be serious, life-changing contribution to society. Our best changes moment by moment, life season by life season. That's normal. That's okay. If we do the best we can in each moment, we are on fire. That's living true. It's living to a standard. It's living by example as a damn good human. As we are also explored in taking off our filter, these harder times we'll experience in our life journey are full of learnings and also so amazing to share with those around us. We know more real leaders are needed in this current evolution of our world, and connection is through stories. Vulnerable, real, true stories of living, especially living with passion, drive, and from the soul. When we're creating and growing a badass life, we'll get to different levels and notice some of our fear, self-doubt, and our very human comfort or self-preserving traits come to play. This is experienced by everyone, even the most successful and happy people you can imagine. We all can have negative thoughts. We all can have fear grip us. We all can feel guilty or not good enough. Remember, we explored the 3 universal fears in Module 1? Fear of being found out or not being enough, fear of not belonging, and fear of not being loved. Just remember, when these things happen in your life, it's normal. It happens to everybody. The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks is an awesome book about conquering your upper limits, and I definitely recommend it as a resource. Self-awareness and your attention are going to be your 2 most helpful tools in your kit moving forward. Self-awareness so you can continually review and reflect and see where you are in the moment in relation to your dreams so you continually carve out the best life you can dream of. Attention, because what we focus on illuminates. We can't grow things we give no energy to. Great to remember when we find ourselves in a negative state too, as it's a good kick in the butt reminder to shift our attention to something we really want to see magnified. With self-awareness and your attention, you'll be able to see how you can upgrade next and what you can give some love to next. And you'll also notice the radness you're creating so you can remember to acknowledge, bless, and celebrate. Keep making things as simple as possible. Boil things down to their most simplest idea. Choose to see things as easy. Remove complications where possible as they lead to procrastination and stagnation. Stay curious. Keep adventuring. Keep asking questions. Remember, it takes a village. Ask for help. Google. Expand. Keep noting your progress daily. Notice what you've learned. Notice the gifts or the silver lining when bad things happen. Celebrate the hell out of the good things. Progress, not perfection. Awareness, always. Keep connecting into what moves you, what lights you up, what you want to help with. Let yourself be wildly happy. Let yourself feel all the emotions that bubble up. Don't give yourself a lid or a box. Imagine yourself going with the flow of a stream, not battling in the opposite direction. Stay connected to what inspires you. Surround yourself with beauty. Engage all your senses. Make your daily existence motivate and inspire you. Small touch by small touch, it all adds up. Keep noticing. Keep heart. Enthusiasm is the energy and force that builds literal momentum of the human soul and mind. Bryant H. McGill. You've got this. You've always got this. Now is the time to explore the play sheet, My Continued Momentum.